Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hanging out at Hooters, guys. Mall of Georgia location. It's so good to run into so many of our cool listeners here at the bar. And we love this spot because, as we call it, the Taj Mahal Hooters. Easy to maneuver, easy to get in and out of. Great drink specials going on. Take care of Jamie if you're at the bar, by the way. Mike, dogs practice begin today. We're going to talk about it because the dogs begin practice for this upcoming season.
Mm-hmm.
But before we get to that, I do want to tell you guys that – if you thought Marcell Ozuna was getting traded, he's in tonight's lineup.
Wow.
Now, what that means for most people is if you're trading a guy before 6 o'clock tonight, you're not putting him in the lineup.
He's on ice, yeah.
You're not going to risk him. You're not going to play him. And according to reports, he is batting fourth in tonight's lineup. Now, that means Snit has already made the lineup card. Obviously, it's out. Mike, it just feels like nothing is going to happen as far as that trade with Marcell Ozuna.
Yeah, we got less than 2 hours for the Braves. I don't think anybody's going to take Iglesias. I don't know what you get for him. See, that's the thing. I mean, are we going to get more washed up or, you know, double-A pitchers who can't make it past double-A from other teams to come and do the same for us? I just don't know what you'd get for Iglesias. I thought you might get something from the Padres for Ozuna. But it seems like the Padres have already mortgaged enough of their future for the moves they've made. They needed catching help. They want to get some relief pitches. So they've already made some moves. So I don't think they may not have anything. But either way, Ozuna batting fourth tonight. You could easily put Drake Baldwin in should something happen within the next 2 hours. But you're right. It's a bit curious. And again, because of the injury to the hip, a lot of people are feeling that it's maybe just not worth the rent a player, although he has shown some home run pop these last few games.
Yeah, and again, if you're going to say, understand where we are, Braves fans. I mean, again, it's an important day from the standpoint of if you wanted to move on from some contracts, but we're not trying to save money. That's not what we're in this for. We're already one of the top 10 teams, top 8 teams in payroll, whatever it is now. Mm. We're not looking to save. That's all you're doing when you're trying to move guys out. How do you get better for next season, Mike, and add to what this repertoire of maybe pitchers or hitters already is? And then maybe the plan the entire time has been, and we don't know, Ozuna could still get traded, as Mike said. But maybe the plan has been, Mike, we will just wait till the offseason to make the major moves that we feel like that need to be addressed. But I'm just telling you, in covering baseball, guys are not in the lineup when they're getting traded. That just is rare.
So we'll see where it goes. But, I was hoping we could maybe get some pitching. I don't know where we're going to go with this, but Marcell Ozuna, the Padres are the only team I've seen anything linking the Braves to as far as a trade, and that seems to be maybe dying on the vine. Haven't heard anything about Iglesias. Sounds like to Pierce Johnson, do they have salary control? That's maybe now not negotiable for the Braves, so maybe it's going to be a great big nothing as far as moving at the trade deadline. And then the question is, if you're going to try to continue to stay out of the luxury tax, does that mean that you really would – Ozuna may sign for some, I don't know, 18 to 20 next year? And you're not going to get anything for him. That's the reason. Guys keep asking, why do you guys want to get rid of Ozuna? His contract is up.
Yeah.
Get something for him now. Yeah. It's the same thing we always use, the analogy of Al Horford years ago with the Hawks.
You hope to get something for him. I just, again, and maybe you're not getting anything in return on what you would like to get. So you just say, screw it, we'll ride this out. More on the Braves coming up. Grant's going to join us next hour. We'll recap all the big trades. None of them right now involve our Braves. So if you're wondering, that has nothing to do with us, but there have been some deals that have been done, and I think there are a couple of teams that did actually get better. Meanwhile, I do want you to hear Raheem Morris, because the focus right now is on this defense before we talk some dogs. And Raheem was asked today about the young defense and what he thinks so far.
But it's this battle in the trenches, and there's battles in the trenches that we all like to see, and I think it's stuff that you guys all like to see. And I think that's what you want. You know, like you're talking about a young defense that's going to be able to go out there and hunt, and you're talking about a young defense that's going to be able to go out there and show what they can do, not only talk about it. You know, like talk about it gets kind of old. You know, like that's kind of where I've been this whole offseason, this whole everything. And it's like I just can't wait to get out there and let these guys go.
Competitions. And that is going on right now on that defensive line. More on the Jalen Walker, and what we saw from James Pierce Jr. today, and our conversation with Kyle Pitts in the 5 o'clock hour. But right now, let's talk some dogs. Well, Mike, college football's here because practice is underway in Athens. First day, practice began today, and the latest out of camp is apparently Kirby was asked about, you know, the run game. And Big O, I want to bring you in on this back at the studio because you were telling us this. And Kirby kind of hinted that their quarterback is going to help with this. And it would lead you to believe, since he hasn't named a starter, that Gunnar Stockton's going to be the guy. What was the quote from Kirby? What did he say? Paraphrase for me.
So basically someone asked him how they're going to improve the run game this year, and using the new analysts they have, John Lilly and Phil Rosher, to help that out. And he's talked about how both of those guys have great ideas in the run game, but we also have a quarterback who allows us to do more. They both have been around systems that involve that. So that kind of lends you to believe that a quarterback that can do more to kind of help out in the run game, I guess, that kind of lends yourself to get the Gunnar Stockton. Am I wrong?
No.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't named a starter, and, you know, you got to earn it, but we got to figure he's going to be elite. But he's not exactly, as they said in the Dog Nation article, we're talking about Lamar Jackson, but he can't pick him up and put him down. And he has a toughness physically. Don't want him out there taking some big hits either. But, you know, his game against Texas, against Notre Dame, I mean, I thought Notre Dame, I don't think there was that much to the game plan. I didn't like Bobo's game plan. Of course, Notre Dame had something to say about the game plan. They took away you trying to run the football in that one, too.
Yeah. Look, we think it's Gunnar Stockton. And while we're talking about Gunnar Stockton.
But you like Puglisi.
Well, I don't think he got a fair shot because I just felt like Gunnar was ahead of him in this process.
And if you've got one throw more than the other guy, you are the veteran,
so,
right? That's
it. You know, whether he is going to be eventually an opportunity to be better. Remember, they got this big five-star kid coming out next year, right, from Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know if Puglisi will be here. Here's the thing, though, Mike. Tell me in Georgia's first three games, Marshall, Austin Peay, and Tennessee. What do you need to see from Gunnar Stockton to feel good about the dog season? I'm just talking about the first three games. We get through three games. Marshall, Austin Peay, Tennessee. What do you need to see to feel good about Gunnar Stockton in the dog season?
Those first two games?
Three.
First three? I need six touchdowns, one pick, 62% completion. How's that?
Okay. See,
how's that?
Six touchdowns?
Six. Well, again, you better have two touchdowns against those patty cakes you're playing.
Marshall and Austin Peay.
You're going to beat Austin, then go beat his buddy Peay. So, yeah, I would like to see six scores, maybe have a pick, because you're going to let him throw the football.
Okay.
But, I mean, I would think if you're three games in and this guy doesn't have five or six touchdowns, something's wrong. With all those skill position players we've
agree.
Added,
I
transfer
agree.
Portal wide receivers,
yeah.
Depth at the position, Oscar Delp, receivers, I mean, up the yin-yang. Hey, look who just walked in. Guys, let's have a nice round of boos for Jerome, the Alabama fan.
Alabama! Boo. By the way, Jerome, the Alabama section is outside, sir. It's outside.
By the dumpster.
Yeah, you need to go outside.
Yes, here's Jerome with his Roll Tide lid. What's up, big man? See what kind of crazy bet Carl's going to win this year.
You ain't lying. I can't wait to take his money again. What's up, Jerome? Hey, man, as we talk about the dogs, I'm with you. I think Gunnar Stockton, and look, some of you are like, oh, you guys are expecting too much. Too much.
What? This is it.
Too much. Marshall, Austin Peay, and Tennessee.
You're telling me it's too much to ask for six touchdowns in three games? If not, then you don't have the right quarterback. And by the way, you mentioned Jared Curtis. I mean, everyone's going to expect Jared Curtis to come in and play based on the five-star ranking.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Nobody's going to want to hear this about him, because if you don't start him, he's going to split. I don't care what anybody says. The fact you got him for less than the market value – let's see what that is in a year.
I agree. I agree. And I know
nothing is safe in college football anymore.
Not once these commits are made and we know the portal is open. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And you can answer that question at 404-726-0929. We're just talking about it. You can text us. Look, we're not putting extra pressure on Gunnar Stockton, but there is a point that, you know, three games into the season, if you feel really confident about the Dawgs winning a national championship, mm-hmm. you better be feeling really confident about the quarterback play. And how do you do that? You go crush Marshall. Let's be honest. You handle Austin Peay. Second half, he shouldn't even be in the game. And then you go handle Tennessee, who, right. again, are they going to be good? Yeah, but they're not going to be as good without Nico Iamaleava.
By the way, we were talking about this question the other day on the show, our show meeting, and Data goes, what do you need? Zach said, 6 touchdowns, 1 interception, 60%.
That's right. It's just not wrong with that.
Off the top of my head, those are the numbers I was thinking of. But I just think, otherwise, you don't have the right quarterback. And you have these impressive, supposedly impressive transfer portal pieces that are better than anything you had. And everything you had last year couldn't catch the football. So you've got to be better. You remember Jahzir Jackson, Ja Jackson. Got arrested. This is back in early July. Pulled over. They said he was operating a car with neither his hands on the wheel. Kind of a red flag for Athens Clark County. And then they described a strong odor coming from the car. And eventually they found a black plastic bag that contained a, quote, green leafy substance. And unfortunately for Georgia fans, it wasn't artichokes. So they got him on that. Kirby says that any punishment will be handled internally. Says that, yeah, that Jahzir is disappointed with the decision-making process. But again, Kirby runs his unit. How he runs his unit, and he's not going to give you or the SEC or Northeastern elite writers any kind of pleasure about somehow he's going to suspend this kid. If he is, you're not going to hear about it.
No, we know that. And while we're talking about special kids in a different way, Mike, because David Pollack was on with the Steakhouse, go listen to that interview. He was talking about Elijah Griffin. He has a great relationship with the kid, but he was talking about how special he is and how special Pollack thinks he's going to be. Mike, comparing him to Jalen Carter, and if you're telling me that the Dawgs have another Jalen Carter, then they're back in business, because we know how dominant Jalen was at Georgia. But Pollack saying that today on the Steakhouse, I thought that was interesting. Look, I don't think it's any debate about the guys that are coming in. Next few years, with way Kirby's recruited again, you should be, again, not only at these skill positions in the offensive and defensive linemen, Mike, you just mentioned the quarterback. It's the one area, right, we keep talking about. Does he have the quarterbacks to take them to the next spot, the next level, and maybe make a run at a national title? But I find that interesting. I find it interesting that Pollack made this comparison about this kid, Elijah Griffin, to Jalen Carter.
And our buddy, you follow Rusty Manziel, by the way. He's got some good evaluations from what he's hearing about and the young defenders who are kind of asserting themselves. But that's great to hear from Pollack because, look, Dave knows it. Dave played at a heavier weight. He was almost 300 pounds. People don't realize how athletic he was as a three-time All-American. Never forget that play where he steals the ball down in South Carolina. Unbelievable. Remember Jill Arrington? What about that play by Pollack?
Yeah.
Well, his name is David Pollack.
You'll learn.
And soon everybody's going to know about him. Dave was truly, obviously, an amazing talent, knows the position. So that's great because that's what everyone at Georgia is looking for, man.
You're looking for those kind of guys. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell live at Hooters hanging out. Coming up, as we mentioned, more about training camp, what we saw today and what impressed us, and also our conversation with Kyle Pitts at 5 o'clock. So stay tuned for those who missed it. Mike's got some guy talk on the way. Come hang out, man. The bar is packed. As a matter of fact, Jerome walked in, and he's a regular, and he thought he was just going to be able to grab a seat. Bar is packed.
Right.
Go to the corner, Jerome. Go to the corner.
Just ran into a guy from South Georgia. Says he picked off Buck Ballew 3 times in his high school career. This guy right here.
Three
interceptions on Buck Ballew.
Wow.
That's hard to believe because Buck only threw it 4 times that season.
So that he's got one completion.
He's got 3 picks. But anyway, no, he's a good dude, and Buck's a good dude too. But yeah, man, we got some great folks over here at the bar. Our bartending crew's over here. By the way, look at our bartender. When is that baby coming, Carl? She's actually working. I think she's actually getting paid for 2 people right now. Behind the bar.
Yeah, I saw her when we were here Tuesday, and I asked her the same thing. I was like, what are you doing working? She's like, I'm working all the way up till this thing comes out.
Right.
I'm like, really?
The baby's going to come out. The doctor's going to smack the baby. The baby's going to say, you want that drink up?
Yeah, exactly. The baby's going to come out with a shaker.
Right.
All right, man, we're coming back. What we saw today at practice and what we didn't see. Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Coming up, Guy Talks on the way, Falcon Report, and our conversation with Kyle Pitts at 5 o'clock.
You're not going to believe what Kyle Pitts told Dukes and Bell.
No, you're not. You're really not going to. Stay tuned. That's on the way. Observations from practice today. The main thing that we learned is Jalen Walker's dealing with a minor hamstring. That's why he's not been on the field. Doesn't mean he won't be on the field come next week, but he was on the field today, as a matter of fact, Mike. We saw a little bit of him. Also, Xavier Watts, not sure why. We don't want to jump to conclusions, but he missed the 11-on-11 portion of practice, and we mentioned this. And I'm going to let you hear what Jesse Bates had to say about Xavier Watts. Remember, we drafted him, kid out of Notre Dame, high expectations at safety. I think he ultimately is going to be a starter when we roll around to the season, but we'll wait to see what this is going to look like. But I want you to hear Jesse in just a second. Other things we saw, Mike, you mentioned Michael Penix and going to Drake London today in the 11-on-11.
Yeah, man, we talked about it with Wes Trueham. Now, Wes did say 9 to 5, and I asked Wes, I go, you going to put that on a T-shirt? No, not going to do that. So I said, does that mean we can then? I mean, steal it and run with it? Because I'm using that 9 to 5 a lot on social media. But there's plenty of 9 to 5 from Michael Penix Jr. to a Drake London. There's a comfort level, great pass. I said to Carl earlier, it's a crossing route, and the timing was impeccable. And Michael Penix lets it rip, and Ray McLeod, and that's a touchdown. If that's Sunday, he's taking it to the house. We're seeing the athleticism, the speed. Haven't seen anything from DJ Shark, a drop today. We saw an interception from Penix Jr., not enough air under the ball, trying to get to Drake London, kind of a flat trajectory.
In the end zone, right?
Yeah, trying to go to the corner of the end zone. But later on in the red zone drills, we saw Penix Jr. pop, make up for it. But the team did go nuts when Natron Brooks had the pick. Defensive squad was just going bananas.
Turnover, man, and you got to celebrate them because, again, we didn't do enough of that. We haven't done enough of that. So they're trying to get that feel in practice. James Pierce Jr. today, guys, look, I know some of you guys are going to be like, every day, y'all talking about Pierce like he's going to be Lawrence Taylor. I'm not telling you that. What I am telling you, Mike, he's noticeable.
No, he's going to be Reggie White. No, the guy looks great.
He's noticeable.
James Pierce Jr. looks great. And again, we gave you the Jerome, please, pipe down, Jerome. But we gave you the timeline about this, about when the draft was going down, everybody has these little, you know, dings on them or these knocks. We heard about Shamar Stewart. He loved football. James Pierce Jr., is there a commitment to get? Mike Green had some off-the-field stuff that was never verified. And then you find out it's a bunch of nonsense. We talked to his teammate, Bryson Easton, at the SEC Media Days. Said he's an alpha dog who dominates practice. And now we're seeing him doing the same thing here.
No doubt about it. other things, guys, and Pierce would have had two sacks. He did today. I mean, again, two straight sacks on Kirk Cousins, who was just holding on to the ball, I thought, a little bit too long. This was doing a two-minute drill kind of situation as they play a lot of situational football and try to get ready for the upcoming season. But overall, a good day, guys, when you talk about, again, the progress. And every day you're building, right? And if you're going, all right, well, how do they look compared to the first day? Well, now we got pads on, so we're seeing a little bit more physicality
right
to the practices.
And a couple guys hit me up saying, Mac, why are you getting so on Raheem's butt? It's fine. I mean, look, every coach handles injury information like it's a military secret. But this isn't week six. This is preseason. You know, I mean, we haven't even played anybody yet. I just don't understand why you can't say, hey, Jalen Walker's got a hamstring, and you got to use all this double talk. But okay, now we're worried about Xavier Watts.
Watts,
and his brother, Waters. Where's Xavier Watts? Because, you know, he's missing. And do you feel there's any correlation from us picking up another safety, Black, who we signed today?
Henry Black.
And is that something that makes you worry about what's going on with Watts?
Let's hear Jesse Bates, because this is interesting. Mm-hmm. Talking about Watts. First of all, we're learning about him, okay? So Jesse's been with him now, OTAs, mandatory minicamp. Now camp has started. And Jesse kind of compared Watts to himself. Here's what he said about him.
You know, X and I are very similar. You know, he's kind of reserved, kind of calm. You can't really get him out of his, you know, shell too much. But, you know, that's good. You know, as a safety, you got to be poised. You got to be calm. You got to be able to communicate when things get crazy. And I never see him, you know, panic or anything like that. You know, Coach Rudy is always on him, and it's like, come on, I want to see some out of you. And he's just X. And that's, I think I pride on myself doing that as well. Just being that calm presence for that secondary and our defense.
So Watts already has a nickname.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesse Bates was asked about it today. If you're wondering, X Factor.
Ah.
Why is Watts' nickname the X Factor? Here is Jesse Bates.
I think that's kind of coming from his college days. Him just touching the ball. I mean, when you can go get the ball, you're X Factor, and he can embrace that all he wants to, as long as he touches that ball. I call him X Man. You know, X-Men. But yeah, I'm super impressed with how he's processing this whole thing. He had a hell of a practice the other day, and the challenge for him is just to continue to do that every single day.
So, Jesse likes what he's seen. Does Raheem Morris, Mike, like what he's seen?
Does he dig the X-Man?
Yeah, from Xavier Watts. The X-Factor. Here's our head coach, Raheem Morris, on him.
Watts is an adult. It's the easiest way for me to put it. He is serious. There's not a lot funny to him. He's very conscientious. He's got pro-like skill sets. He also gets some first-team reps. He's able to mix it up with the second team. He's able to be a leader that way. He comes from a great background there at Notre Dame and what they were able to do. And JD gave him came glowing recommendations from JD. You know, Coach Freeman does such a great job with all those guys out there. Yeah, I seen Ryan Clark out the other day, and Ryan Clark's son obviously played at Notre Dame, so Ryan Clark just raves about him. And then when you get a chance to be with him in person, it's almost like I don't even want to mess up his flow. You know, I just kind of go with him and hit him with a couple things, and I almost treat him not on a Jesse Bates level, but very close, very similar, probably what a Jesse Bates probably was as a rookie, when you talk about a serious, demeanor guy.
And that's what Ross said about him today. So
right.
We're just, again, trying to figure out how and what kind of impact these rookies are going to have. Watts could have a huge impact. We're telling you James Pierce could have a huge impact. We know Jalen Walker is going to get on the field here and be consistent because that's what he comes from. Hopefully, Mike, he's going to have a big impact. We could have some rookies that really change the face of this defense, Mike, and what it looks like and what it's looked like certainly in the past,
right,
what it can look like this season.
Well, I mean, we're just giving you what we got. As I said, I've been, you know, kind of looking ahead to next week. We'll see the Lions on Friday night at Mercedes-Benz, and then the Tennessee Titans come to town for that joint scrimmage. We learned a lot about our team down in Miami a couple years ago, you know, and that was a team that didn't have all the talent. I think we got a hell of a lot more talent on this team. How the defensive tackles come together, the size advantage. You know, we saw some sacks today. Number 27, guys, James Pierce, again, confusing for many of us who you grew up with. Edge rushers wear something like either in the 50s or the 90s, right? But he's wearing number 27. But you saw James Pierce, and he's all over the field. So it's what we're noticing. He's noticeable. in the good way.
He is.
Not noticeable in he's not doing anything. He's getting pushed around. He looks great. So that's exciting, man. A little concerned about this. After everything we just said about Xavier Watts, a little concerned about why I haven't seen him on the field.
Well, let's hear from Jalen, or should I say coach, about Jalen, because he says he's held Jalen out, and Jalen is wearing him out about getting back and getting, you know, he understands. He wants to be out there playing. But this is Coach today on Jalen Walker at Stoops and Bell.
Jalen Walker will not be. Let's address this. So he's got like a small hamstring issue, and it's very minor, and really – the kid is chomping at the bit to go out there and practice, and I won't let him. And, you know, don't want to turn this thing into a long-term thing. Got a lot of faith in what our performance team does and how we go about our business and how we work those guys. So he will go out and do full-speed Indy, and then you'll see him on the side training and getting some running, some conditioning, things of that nature in, and then he'll come watch the rest of his teams, and he won't be happy about it. So, and that's what I love about him. And I talked to him multiple times yesterday. I talked to him multiple times the day before that, and his plan is – to go full speed into today, and hopefully we can ease him back into it. Very small, minor hamstring that we're having some maintenance on, and just like we talk about with everybody.
Okay, I mean, we all know hamstrings need is rest. Otherwise, it just lingers, and we want to see Jalen Walker playing out there. So,
All right,
give it some time, and I'll be patient, but I just, you know me.
Well, here's the deal.
I don't like all the code words.
Sure.
I just want to know where the guy's at, you know?
Yeah, here's my thing, and I hope it doesn't play out like this. Are we going to see him in preseason? Because you can practice, but you may not risk him during getting snaps in the preseason. And then now we're talking about week one in a must-win game, against the Bucks to start the season. And he hasn't got necessarily the reps you wanted in the preseason. That's my concern. I don't know how they're going to deal with this. Maybe he's completely fine, and we'll get to 2 weeks from now, and everything's cool. But that's where this could go, where Mike – he's practicing, but we're not going to take a risk with him playing in the preseason.
Right, and it's like everybody keeps asking us. You just mentioned that you guys really love the way, you know, that Pierce Jr. looks. I wish we could come on the radio today and go, man, Jalen Walker and Pierce kept meeting at the quarterback. But Jalen Walker's not part of that equation right now.
Not
so,
yet.
And look, we were so high about Jalen Walker falling to us at 15, comes out of Georgia ready to go, says all the right things, looks the part because he is that dude. But it is frustrating. I mean, just from one of our fans today asked, one of the listeners we took pictures with, and they're big Falcon fans, say, hey, where's Jalen Walker? So, again, that's a guy I can't wait to talk about. Just haven't been able to do it yet.
Not yet. 404-726-0929. You guys have a question or two, more than welcome to chime in on the text line. Find us on social media as well. Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, this radio show, Dukes and Bell 929, and follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Again, Major League Baseball trade deadline, 6 p.m. We'll talk more about it with Grant coming up next hour, but Braves not making any moves right now. Mike, what do we have coming up in Guy Talk?
Hey, man, guess which radio host at 92.9 The Game was in his hotel room naked when housekeeping came in?
What?
I'll explain that story a little bit later today. Also on the way, America's long...
Wait. Does that story end like a movie I've seen?
No, there's no happy ending here.
Okay,
but
go ahead.
We'll refer to the story, what actually did happen. I don't like to say woke because only like angry old people say that. So I usually say politically correct.
Okay.
So I'll just say our war with political correctness in the field of advertising, the worm has turned. First American Eagle and now Arby's. How they're bringing sexy back to ad campaigns. Coming up live from Hooters Mall of Georgia will come up next in Guy Talk.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Yeah, boy. Hanging out, guys, down here at, or up here, depends on where you're living, at Hooters Mall of Georgia. As Carl and I say, our residency. Tomorrow, we're going to be at Lake Lanier, guys, Margaritaville, doing the show from the Landshark Pavilion, that bar area that's right above where the kids are hanging out. So as Carl and I said, single mothers. Carl's going to be buying shots between 5 and 6, so come on down. And we also encourage any swingers that are in the Lake Lanier area to also make their way towards the Landshark Bar.
Are you really putting this out there like this?
Yes.
Do you really expect them to show up tomorrow?
Well, let's hope so.
Look who just rolled in.
I can't believe you just put that out there.
Carl, look who just rolled in. Give it up for Sir Richard Branson. He is here, the founder of Virgin Airlines. And world-class balloonist Sir Richard Branson is here as well.
We know you when we see you. Those shades are not hiding you.
Not trying to hide. So again,
we know.
All the elites are here, guys, at the Mall of Georgia Hooters, as we like to call it, the Taj Mahal Hooters. All right, brother, great practice today. Afterwards, after our conversation with Kyle Pitts, which you're going to hear, guys, coming up in less than 20 minutes. Stay tuned for that. We head home to the Hooters. But first, I want to see if I can get lucky with an early check-in for a hotel. Because you and I got to work tomorrow up here in this neck of the woods.
Yes, we do.
And since I live all the way down halfway to Alabama, thought we'd get a room up here. So I was at one of the local hotels that's right on Buford Drive. I won't name which specific one. But the lady was nice enough, and she had an R in her name. So I rolled the R, and I was like, oh, Christina, you wouldn't happen to have an early check-in. And she's like, gets on the computer, and then she goes, yes, I can do that for you. So I get a chance to take a shower.
Yes.
It was hot and steamy today at practice.
It
wasn't oppressively hot, but it was a little steamy.
I agree. Cloud cover helped us today.
So she takes pity on me, and I do think it's only fair. You check into a hotel at 4, you got to cut out by 11. You're not even getting a full 24 hours. Just saying. It kind of grinds my gears, Carl. But anyway, she was nice enough to give me the early check-in. So I go up in the room. I said, well, I'm going to take a shower. I got some time. So I'm just, cooling off. And I'm just sitting there at the towel, and I'm just kind of laying on the bed. And all of a sudden, housekeeping, boom, boom, and they just comes right in.
Oh!
Because I guess she wasn't aware that
anybody had gotten
the room. So there I am, and I'm like, hi! So literally doing, not naked and afraid, but literally the two-hand cupping motion. And I'm like, she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And then she drops her towels, and she fumbles, and she
trying to get out.
I'm like, thank you.
Yeah.
Hope I didn't traumatize you or vice versa.
No,
I don't know.
No,
what happened there.
I'm just glad that didn't end like some other movies I've seen.
No, no.
I'm good.
Only in the movies does it end the way you're thinking.
I'm just saying.
Oh, no. Come on in here. Bring some towels.
I'm just saying. You guys know I'm telling the truth. Yeah. Those movies play out. You're like, this is not going to happen this way.
No. I mean, come on. What am I, Jeffrey Epstein? How about a back rub? What day, Dave? I'm just saying. But anyway, that was my day today. All right. Speaking of bringing sexy back, if not into your room when you're naked.
Okay.
We talked about the ad campaign involving Sydney Sweeney. for American Eagle. Now, this is more of a phenomenon. Some guys that are out there listening might not be aware of it because you don't get bogged down with social media. Carl and I kind of have to for our job, and there has kind of been a movement the last 10 years or so, and some people say it's PC, some people call it woke, where they get away from, you know, embracing what was traditionally how things were marketed for basically history of advertising, which is generally attractive people with the product. The only person that's really kept that going is the CEO of Carl's Jr. They still always have attractive women eating burgers,
yeah.
But no one seems to have a problem with that. But it just kind of seems like after many years of Victoria's Secret where they'd have plus-size models, and again, all shapes and sizes, we embrace everyone. Now it seems like Madison Avenue is really getting back to getting sexy. So the ad campaign with Sydney Sweeney, you've got people losing their minds. And these are people who get triggered very easily. These are some quite unbalanced people on social media that have a problem with the Sydney Sweeney ad. It's actually perfect.
No, it's good.
The one with the Mustang, she's laying down in the jeans and this and that. The reason I bring it up, the new Arby's ad campaign gets Sophie Cunningham from the Indiana Fever, the very sexy blonde enforcer, who you and I got a big kick out of her pushing some girls around after they tried to rough up her teammate.
Black belt. She's a black belt.
Well, now you've got her. She's drawing attention in some tight-fitting T-shirts, shorts with boots, and the shirt reads, "Hot Girls Eat Arby's." Come on, let's hear it, boys. Thank you.
Yeah, look.
Hot Girls Eat Arby's.
It's yep. here.
Yes,
okay?
It is.
If you guys didn't know that. So thank you, Arby's execs.
And now, Arby's, we need Sophie Cunningham on the show.
Correct. Arby's execs for checking off and saying, yes, this is fine. We don't care who we offend. It doesn't offend anybody. It's an ad. It's an ad for your your restaurant.
Look, you can be 300 pounds and be on an ad. We've seen that. You know what I mean? If anything, I don't think morbidly obese people would have a problem with any type of Arby's ad since they seem to enjoy sampling the product. I've always felt, look, we can all stand to lose some pounds, but I'm not going to freak out. If I see an ad with a guy with his shirt off and he's got a six-pack, I'm not going to go, oh, my God, that Levi's ad is body-shaming me. You know, those stupid cologne ads that they always roll out during the holidays or Father's Day. Some guy for Versace with his shirt off. Are you going to send a strongly worded letter to Versace?
No, I'm not.
Oh my God, the guy with the six-pack and the perfect chest.
Fabio.
Fabio, exactly. So what the heck? You know, I mean, if you've got a weight problem, do your best, do the best you can. There's someone for everybody. But can't we still enjoy beautiful women eating beef and cheddars? Thank you, Carl.
Double beef and cheddar, please.
By the way, what's your go-to at Arby's?
Oh, come on. You just said it, man.
I'm a beef and cheddar guy.
Here's the problem. It's not a problem. Arby's, because we do love you. The menu is extensive. I can't lie to you.
Like, they've added, we have the meats. It's almost like it folds out like the Cheesecake Factory.
It really does. I mean, you roll up to Arby's, and, you know, we make that joke about, I'll have a, you're literally looking at the menu.
Right.
They have a lot of good stuff. But, no, man, you can't go wrong with beef and cheddar.
Hey, by the way, I meant to tell you on Monday, I did something really dirty over the weekend. I want you to tell me it's okay.
What do you mean?
I cheated on Popeyes.
How dare you?
I went to... They weren't open yet down at the Fairburn location.
Mike, you have to wait on the spicy.
I went to Bojangles.
Oh, you couldn't. You know what? Shame on you.
I just went to Bojangles.
I'm not speaking to you the rest
of
the way.
I felt dirty about it. I went and Bojangles screwed up my order too. By the way, I waited 25 minutes and they forgot the fries. I get home and I'm like, because I got Ike with me. Becky was playing golf, and I got Ike in the car, so I'm trying to drive and hold the bag from Ike getting his snout in there. You know, but anyway, yeah, I get home, no biscuits, no fries, but they remembered the iced tea. You know, like,
of course.
So Bojangles jacked up the order. That's what I get for cheating on Popeyes.
Yeah, you look, the last time I went to Popeyes.
None of your business.
I was in line, to Mike's point, but my mind was right. I already knew it was going to be that the spicy wasn't ready, and it was going to be a 15-minute wait. But my mind was in the right place, and I knew, Mike, that I was going to have to wait. I cannot believe you cheated on Popeyes. Popeyes is king on this show.
Yeah, brother, I'm just telling you.
Matter of fact, if we don't have Arby's and Popeyes as advertisers next week, I'm going to have an issue.
Well, you know, we've been talking about Popeyes and Arby's for a while.
Spicy every day. Can you imagine us talking about spicy at 5 o'clock?
Oh, my God.
Spicy chicken.
I will say this. The Popeyes in Sharpsburg, Georgia, right behind Solomon Brothers, they are unbelievable. They're Johnny on the spot.
No, the one.
I've never waited. Unlike, with all due respect,
Windy Hill.
Oh,
there is where there's like 15 cars.
It's brutal.
You know, and it is what it is. But the Peachtree City runs like a Swiss watch. It's unbelievable.
The one, they built one. And by the way, stop building Whataburgers while we're talking about this, okay? It was a phenomenon. The first few, everybody lost their minds. Now it's like on every street corner. I mean, this Whataburger phenomenon is going crazy. Popeyes on Highway 92 is up on the north side, up Kennesaw area. It's great. They're in and out. I got to tell you. So to your point, the wait is not that long. We may over-exaggerate that a little bit, but shame on you for cheating.
I felt dirty. Ike's looking at me like, really? We're doing this?
He probably didn't want Bojangles, did he?
By the way, no, he didn't. And he didn't really dig it either. By the way, hopefully one of our sales reps isn't working a Bojangles account.
What do you mean?
In which case, we loved our Bojangles experience, and the order was perfect. It came in a timely fashion.
You're just talking about one experience. It doesn't speak for all of them.
Exactly, Carl. Let's remember that we get called into Mike Conti's office.
Popeyes.
Hey, man. Ike's birthday today. My dog's 5. Do you believe in birthday parties for animals?
I do. We've done it for years.
Right on. I do, too.
We've done it for years.
It's going to be Ike Palooza this weekend, man.
Matter of fact, I showed my daughter when Maximus was 5 years old, and she got him when he was 6. I showed her the party she threw for him. And she goes, Dad, why am I just in underwear? I said, well, that's what you did back then. She's literally running around, serving the dog treats and having fun.
Right.
We have always thrown parties for our dogs, so I'm with you.
Right on. You know, it's funny. Carl and I are just taking behind the curtain here. We're live from Hooters, guys. Our interview with Kyle Pitts coming up in the Falcon Report in less than 10 minutes. You and I were just talking about something we both were sharing off the air. The video or the old photos, I was just going back. I don't have any pictures of my dad and I at, like, baseball games or football games. Because back then, you didn't have your young people out there. It had to be like a Kodak or an Instamate. You know, not like your dad was going to bring a Polaroid to a ball game, you know?
Yeah.
But we were just talking about the video and doing the video transfer and stuff. You got to get on that, man. Because my sister back where I grew up in Long Island just loaded basically like two DVDs worth of stuff. And now it's all digital, too, so you can play it on any format.
Yeah. This is the cool part about where we are. When my dad passed away, my sister said she was going to take all this footage that we had as kids and have it transferred.
Right.
We're still waiting, which is a whole other argument. That's a family issue. But, like, I'll handle this. I'll take it. And it was boxes of stuff, to your point. And some of this stuff, again, Mike, whether it was whether it was like Betamax,
right?
However it was filmed, whatever my dad did back then. But there's a bunch of stuff that I haven't either seen or I saw once and have never seen it again. And I just was saying, people don't realize how fortunate we are now to have small children and to be able at any point to just go video and you post it, picture and you post it. This generation has no idea how difficult it was that you had to actually take pictures, Mike. Oh, well, my parents, we got to go get the pictures developed. That took a week.
Right.
God forbid they screw your pictures up. And then you were mad because you couldn't retake the moment. Like, it's easy now.
All I've got from my childhood are ticket stubs, you know,
so
for
easy.
All those great sporting events with my dad. The one thing we did find, we were watching this video. I got my niece coming next week, my sister. So every video my kid brother is in, who's now a sergeant NYPD, he's tugging on his Johnson. Every video, he's Disney World.
As a kid.
As like a 2 or 3 year old.
Yeah.
He comes running and he's just got a death grip on it. And then we get to later on.
Well, he's getting familiar with himself.
Well, I'm just saying. But you got. When my dad finally gets to we have the camera with the audio.
Yeah.
But it's like, and here comes Michael. And here comes Andrew. And his buddy's like, and of course, he's tugging on his. And it's at Six Flags, SeaWorld, Adventure Island. At the beach.
Yes.
It's the constant in the video.
I'm sorry.
I know it's not appropriate for people in their car.
It's a vivid memory.
I guess that was his security blanket.
That's right.
Whatever
that's right.
It was. All right, one last one before we go. Today is Major League Baseball's trade deadline. It goes down in exactly 1 hour, 7 minutes. There's nothing from anybody on the Braves. Does that surprise you?
They're not doing anything. I told you guys yesterday, this pool of players was not deep enough, and for the top-tier guys, the guys that have already been traded, there was a big ask. Go look at some of these deals. But the teams that are in contention, whether it's the Mets, Yankees, Phillies, Cubs, the teams that have made deals, Mariners, who made, I think, the biggest deal to go get an everyday bat with Suarez at third base, that pool of players, Mike, was not as deep, and I think that affects things. But I also think, Mike, that sometimes we overvalue what we think we have. And that's the case, I think, with Ozuna, man.
Right. And by the way, the only team we've heard the Braves mention with is the San Diego Padres. There's an article on Barstool Sports. basically saying that the Padres got fleeced by the A's, and their general manager, A.J. Preller, has basically traded over their entire farm system. So it's a lot of movement.
But if they're going to beat the Dodgers.
Right, and Dylan Cease is still, right? I mean, his contract is up. But anyway, a lot of folks are saying there's really nothing left in the Padres system other than scraps, even if we were going to trade Ozuna.
Yeah.
If that's the only thing. And certainly nothing on Iglesias, because what are you going to get from her anyway? But anyway, in case you're wondering, that's where it stands. The big movers, though, are the Seattle Mariners, the Phillies, the Mets both getting closers, and we'll see if there's more stuff. And it looks like the Yankees and Mets may still be players this final hour.
No doubt. Hey, everybody here at Hooters, can I have y'all say hey, man, for me? One, two, three.
Hey, man.
See, we got a big crowd
here,
guys.
That's our crowd.
We got a big crowd here.
Look at this crowd.
You guys need to come on down here. We're at Hooters Mall of Georgia hanging out. One other thing I want
to
mention.
And by the way, thanks to this couple. This lady goes, I listen to your show twice a week. She didn't say I'm forced to listen. I kind of got that vibe. But thank you for listening when you do.
Thank you, guys. It's good to see you again.
Great, great man who picked off Buck Ballou three times.
Well, that means he completed one pass. Hey, one other thing I want to mention. We're having this conversation about pitchers, Mike. Even the early phones didn't take great pictures.
No.
Prior to the iPhone, I brought this up numerous times. Anybody in here have the old flip phone? It did not take great pictures. Prior to the iPhone in 07, okay, so people are like, man, you guys are talking about like it's the 70s. No, dude, we're talking early 2000s.
Guys, unless mom got out the Polaroid Instamatic, there was no photos of your birthday party.
It wasn't that long ago.
And
anyways.
The video camera was two parts.
Yes, it was big. It was really
the only
big
video that exists is the coach sending me out for cigarettes during an injury timeout. My dad literally, I told you this story. My father goes, hey, coach is talking to Mike. Mike's taking off his helmet. Mike's walking past the cheerleaders. Mike's going outside the gate. Holy cow, I think Mike's going across the turnpike to 7-Eleven.
He's going to get
some
cigs.
And then my dad goes, I think coach sent Mike out for cigarettes.
He's going to get some cigs.
True story.
Hey, man. Kyle Pitts, what did he have to say to us today? You're going to hear the entire interview coming up. 5 o'clock hour Falcon Report. Also, we'll get the latest from Grant on what he thinks may happen in the next hour to 45 minutes with the trade deadline. It's coming up here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.